Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Brooks. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bravo reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Francona reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn takes first base on ball 4. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bravo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Ortiz now playing center field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Ortiz chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Knoop. Knoop fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Knoop. Francona goes all the way around to score. Green moves all the way to home. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Roof reaches second base with a double. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. Christian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christian. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Christian steals second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ed Sprague now pitching. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Winn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull who is chasing the ball. Winn reaches third base with a triple. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Ted Kubiak pinch runs for Bert Campaneris. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winn fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Francona reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Danny Murphy now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Roof is hit by the pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague bunts towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Roof moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Roof scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing shortstop. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Sprague scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Bob Spence pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Spence now playing first base. Denny O'Toole now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague is 0 for 0 in the game. Sprague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sprague, and towards Bando, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Adams pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Doug Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Adams now catching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 4 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Francona reaches second base with a double. Tartabull scores. Brooks scores. Bando moves to third. It's 11-4, Athletics. Danny Cater pinch runs for Tito Francona. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Athletics. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing first base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen pinch runs for Bill Melton. Pete Ward pinch hits for Denny O'Toole. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hansen moves to third. 2 outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Gary Bell now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague is 0-for-1 in the game. Sprague bunts in front of the plate. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to second. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.